The snake is one of the oldest and most widespread mythological symbols, and historically, serpents are said to represent fertility, but more accurately, a creative universal life force. As snakes shed their skin, they are symbols of rebirth, transformation, immortality, and healing. Snakes have also been associated with some of the oldest rituals known to mankind, and represent a dual expression of good and evil, but are almost always associated with a mystical type of wisdom, especially in many parts of Asia. Chiang Mai is the largest city in northern Thailand and one of its most visited destinations. Located about 400 miles north of Bangkok, near the Himalayas, Chiang Mai means new city in Thai, as it was founded in 1296 as the new capital of the then Lan Na Kingdom, which means Kingdom of a Million Rice Fields. The Chiang Mai metropolitan area has a population of nearly 1 million people and is located along the Ping River, where there's said to be a Naga as the source of the river. A Naga, in this context, is a mythical snake, but in Buddhism, as well as Hinduism and Jainism, it can appear as a divine race of half-human and half-serpent beings that can take on human form and look like people, rather than with the scales or how someone would imagine a reptilian entity to look like. In Sanskrit, a naga is a cobra, but there are many variations and interpretations across Southeast Asian cultures. In Hindu iconography, they are portrayed as semi-divine with cobra-like symbolism and are said to dwell in the underworld, which many take to mean literally underground in cave systems filled with gems, gold, and other treasures. While they are also commonly associated with water, such as the Ping River in Thailand or the Mekong River in northeastern Thailand, which was said to be created by two Naga kings slithering through the area, water also carries symbolic connotations, for example in alchemy, and is often used to symbolize female energy, as the serpent is also used as a symbol for prana, chi, ki, enlightenment, and transmuted sex energy. Nagas are also sometimes linked to medicine, as they also appear in caduceus symbology, the staff carried by Hermes in Greek mythology, which also appears in ancient Mesopotamia dating back over 4,000 years. Kingdoms of northern Thailand are believed to have been built with the aid of Nagas, and thus Nagas were highly revered by the royal family, and so many Buddhist temples are often adorned with various Nagas, dragons, or serpent-like beings incorporated into the architecture.
Thank you.
Most art historians will insist that the Naga of Southeast Asian cultures originated in India. While this may be true to a large degree, there's also evidence that there was an indigenous serpent cult which existed and merged with the Indian legend. Serpent cults were by no means exclusive to India, and the worship of snakes was a global phenomenon as a symbol of water and fertility. And by fertility, I mean sex energy, as opposed to procreation. Brahmanism is considered the main religion of the Aryans of India, founded in the Vedic period, about 3,000 years ago, which predates Buddhism, which came later, around the 5th century BC. Both of them spread into Southeast Asia around the same time, in the 1st centuries AD, with the Sanskrit term Naga for cobra. However, the serpent cults existed in India prior to these major Aryan philosophies, as the Dravidians, the people of South India, worshipped a sort of serpent totem. So the snake symbology seems to have existed long before recorded history. Indigenous ethnic groups of Southeast Asia tend to believe that the serpent is the creator of nature and life, and that it nourishes human beings. That said, an ancient race associated with the serpent is also supposed to have assisted people in establishing the original cities, with ancient stories of the serpent being at the origin of the matriarchy lineage and nobility of the human race are very popular among the ethnic communities of Thailand, Burma, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. A Thai legend called The Story of Nang Sa tells how the Thai race originated from a water serpent. Thai men in northern Thailand, as well as in Laos and Vietnam, usually tattoo the water serpent on their back and arms as an obligatory rite when they come of age. Most anthropologists will associate this with water in a context of its importance to agriculture, which is true, but students of occult mysteries will recognize it as a symbol as being part of an internal alchemical tradition also seen in other parts of the ancient world. In modern times, the symbology is likely to consist of a fusion of various beliefs. In Hinduism, the Kundalini is a coiled serpent. Kundalini is the term for a spiritual energy or life force located at the base of the spine, which can be harnessed and transmuted into creative and spiritual energy, which some claim can nourish the soul or light body and lead to immortality of the consciousness in the afterlife. Chinese emperors often had thousands of concubines, which in polygamous societies refers to women that live with the man but have a lower status than his wife or wives. The ancient Chinese nobility, which I'd like to point out were not the same ethnic demographic as modern communist Chinese, believed that the more sexual partners they had, the longer they would live, both literally and in a spiritual context. The Yellow Emperor, the legendary first emperor of China, from whom all other Chinese are believed to have descended, is reputed to have become immortal by making love with 1,000 young virgins. While some claim this to be an exaggeration, I would argue that these myths are largely based on truth, as these tantric practices still go on today, even if behind closed doors. In the case of the king of Thailand, his sexual appetite is not that discreet, and his reputation as a playboy is well known by the locals. while his nation went into lockdown, the monarch took emergency quarantine measures and confined himself to a luxury hotel in Germany with dozens of beautiful Thai women trained in the sacred art of tantric sex. Known as a harem of sex soldiers, the king's concubine has grown in number recently and is regarded as a special military unit that caters to his every sexual need, which is legendary even by royal standards. For the women called to serve their king, it is both an honor and a privilege in the eyes of some, as his personal fortune is estimated to exceed $30 billion.
More than half of humanity is under a lockdown. Thailand is no different. But while the people battle the disease, their king has chosen to go in self-isolation in an alpine resort. A unique kind of self-isolation too, with 20 women and an entire entourage. It sounds bizarre because it is. Watch this.
Living in self-isolation means being cooped up inside your house, only stepping out to pick up groceries or essential items. Minimalism is the mantra. But not when you are the king of Thailand. The Thai king, Maha Vairalongkorn, decided to self-isolate in faraway Germany. The venue? Grand Hotel Sonnenbichl in Bavaria. A 4-star luxury hotel. Not a suite or two. The entire hotel was booked for this lavish quarantine. But the tale of this one-of-a-kind isolation does not end here. Accompanying the king are 20 women. You heard that right. The king of Thailand has taken along 20 female concubines and some servants. Reports also say more servants would have been a part of the entourage, but 119 were sent home after they were suspected to be infected with the coronavirus.
So the king had taken almost 140 trained sex soldiers with him into isolation, but had to send 119 of them back out of fears of infection. So he had to make do with only 20 of the tantric elite, with a staff of servants, of course. His current wife is not staying with them, as she's quarantined by herself in a separate hotel in Switzerland. Based on his high level of stamina, it seems likely that the king is practicing ancient internal alchemy, as some emperors believe that they could gain immortality from having sex with as many women as possible, but never ejaculating. Around the year 600 AD, the last Su emperor took the throne after murdering his father and older brother. He had a queen, 2 deputy queens, 6 royal consorts, 72 madams, and 3,000 palace maidens, but even that wasn't enough to satisfy him sexually. He had a particular thing for teenage virgins and reportedly used a virgin wheelchair to capture them. According to a palace historian, after the girl was seated, quote, clamps would automatically spring up to hold her arms and spread her legs apart, while the mechanized cushion would place her body in the right position to receive the royal favor. Imperial women also indulged themselves. Empress Wu Zetian was a 7th century ruler who had her own harem of men. But I won't go into details here because the stories are so shocking, even by today's standards, that most people will not believe them anyway. It was thought that organizing the emperor's sex life into a regimented order was essential to maintaining the well-being of the entire Chinese empire. The great Chinese calendar clocks of the 10th century were not used to keep track of time, but rather to decide the schedule, rotation, and time for the women who slept with the emperor. In China and some other Asian countries, age is determined from the moment of conception, not from the moment of birth. The imperial Chinese believed that women were most likely to conceive on the nights nearest the full moon, when the yin, or their female energy, was strong enough to match the potent yang, or male force, of the emperor. It was believed that on these nights, children with strong virtues would be produced. As a result, the empress and spouses slept with emperors around the full moon, and lower-ranking women, whose main function was to nourish the emperor's yang with their yin, slept with them around the time of the new moon. In the communist Mao era, there was the total opposite extreme, as brothels were shut down, people were fired for having affairs and sent to jail for living with their boyfriend or girlfriend, married couples in communes were forced to live in sexually segregated barracks, and were allowed 30-minute conjugal visits once a week. In the Mao era, Andrew Jacobs wrote in the New York Times, quote, "Love, let alone sexual pleasure, was seen to threaten and distract the masses from class struggle, food production, and industrialization. It was just like Orwell's 1984, with anti-sex youth groups advocating celibacy. Everyone I knew was a virgin until they got married." Writing a love letter was considered a crime, but ironically, Mao's own lifestyle contradicted the policy of his government. According to Dr. Li Cixu, author of The Private Life of Chairman Mao, quote, "As Mao got older, he became an adherent of Taoist sexual practices, which gave him an excuse to pursue sex not only for pleasure, but to extend his life. He claimed he needed the waters of yin, or vaginal secretions, to supplement his own declining yang, or male essence, the source of his strength, power, and longevity." Many of the women that Mao slept with were the young daughters of poor peasants who Li said believed that sleeping with the chairman was the greatest experience of their life. Mao was happiest and most satisfied when he had several young women simultaneously sharing his bed, and he encouraged his sexual partners to introduce him to others. He often told the young women to read the Taoist sex manual, The Plain Girl's Secret Way, in preparation for their trysts. Li said he often went to bed with 3, 4, or 5 women simultaneously, often underage, meaning around 14 years old. While there's been numerous reports of false gurus taking advantage of their students in Thai yoga retreats who claim to offer enlightenment during rituals, which are rightfully prosecuted for abuse, there are legitimate teachers, especially in Chiang Mai, who offer insights into these ancient practices, much of which has been guarded knowledge for many centuries, if not millennia. One example is Taoist master Montauk Chia, who has been named twice as Qigong Master of the Year by the International Congress of Chinese Medicine, and whose Tao Garden Health Spa and Resort is located in Chiang Mai.
All the animal, every living thing have electricity flow inside. Now the Western doctor discovered that now that if you have more electricity in your body, you're healthier. When you have less electricity inside your body, you're getting weaker or sick. And all the germ and disease are very easy to come into you. That's how. Now, in the 4,000-5,000 years ago, they have no electricity concept. But when they meditate, they feel something moving inside the body. So the Tao give a name called Qi. Qi, like the steam. That's it. Okay, now, we know now that two circuits is the yin and yang circuit, like the electricity, yin and yang flow. And when you can get this yin and yang flow up and flow down, you started to get a balance inside you. You started to get a balance. So the yang flow up and the yin flow down. So this way you're increasing the electricity. With this alone, a lot of sickness can be healed, okay? When I worked about 5 years very closely with the doctor which they send me the patients. Oftentimes they come with a one or two or three pages of all their complaints. I don't feel here, I don't feel well, pain here, headache over here, back pain, and all the high blood pressure and all these things. I say, okay, that's good, keep it. Keep it, okay? At least I know that what's your problem. So the first thing I teach them all the same. They say, hey, what happened to my problem? So do this first, all the same. The microcosmic, the inner smile, the sick hearing sound. So when they get the microcosmic flow, especially the Tan Tien energy, when they get a Tan Tien energy form, very strong, okay? And so much energy, and the energy will go to wherever the sickness is. It just go to wherever the sickness that they have, problem, by itself, okay? And the healing take place that way. Because the whole thing is that you are not treating individual, you're treating as a whole, okay? When you raise the energy flow inside you, you have more electricity, so the whole overall of your system, you're getting better. Physically, we need energy. And mentally, we need energy. Spiritually, we need energy. We need food. So we say, physically need food, mentally we need food, spiritually we need food. Okay? But a lot of people, all they do is this only, food. That's all. But what about the rest? The air we breathe, the water we drink. Now more and more people talk more aware of the air they breathe and the water they drink. Okay? But not many people know about the heaven, the earth force, and the sexual energy. When you conserve enough energy, the important part, Taoism said, if you, in this life, you have no chance to awakening your soul and spirit, but you conserve a lot of energy enough, your soul and spirit will be awakening in the last moment. Okay? On the moment of death, the light, we call the creating light or the clear light, will come and awakening your soul and spirit. No matter who you are, you believe in God, you believe in Christian, you believe in Buddha, you believe in Hinduism, or you believe nothing. Okay? If you believe nothing, the light still will come to you. That's one thing good about to know that. It's sure. Okay? It doesn't mean you believe in Jesus and only the light will come to you, and the one that don't believe in Jesus have no light to come. No. Period. Believe me right. Absolutely, whoever you are, the light will come to you. You're good or you're bad, it's okay, the light will come. That's not very good to know. Right? Now, the matter is, when the light comes, what are you going to do with it? There are a few ways of doing things, okay? When in an esoteric way. The first way is like this. The first way, the best way is, you learn how to establish and build your own temple. And you start to tap in all the natural and universal force. And you no need to depending on the worldly thing. When you develop that kind of energy and temple, they will ensure that you can continue practice in the mid-plane. Because you transfer everything up into the mid-plane, you can continue practice it. But if you don't have it transfer up, you cannot do it. And a smart people, they figure out a way. The best way is you develop your own temple and you continue practice in the mid-plane, in the higher plane, go up. How can we condense our life force to be condensed and not dispersed and draw by any other thing? Especially on the moment of death, in the Taoism said, when people are used to always scatter all around. Okay? That's how we are. Now, scatter so much. Everything pull us all. You know what happened to the mom of death? What happened to the people so scattered the energy? What happened to them on the moment of death? All their soul and spirit and life force is scattered all around. Not there anymore. The real purpose on the first level is concentrate, scatter your energy, refine your energy, so all the soul and spirit energy and the body energy all condense, become one energy and cannot be displaced, cannot be attract, cannot be side pulled by anything, not the worldly thing or not anybody. You are so concentrated, you become yourself. Your energy is so condensed and your energy is just right there. It happens if you need to lose, to left this world. Your energy is so condensed and you gather all the energy and you go at one piece.
According to Master Montauk Chia, what the ancient emperors, pharaohs, monks, and alchemists were attempting to do was develop and nourish their spirits, or souls, to use as a vehicle in the afterlife, where their consciousness would persist as a light body in higher realms, rather than energetically dissipate and be recycled in what is commonly referred to as reincarnation. In this school of thought, which is at the core of all religious philosophies, at least in their original esoteric state, it is imperative that a person does not waste their life force and instead transmutes raw carnal passion into refined spiritual light. Some people prefer to believe that the Garden of Eden story should be taken literally, and that there was a talking snake that had vocal cords and could articulate itself with words, rather than to consider the possibility that the Abrahamic religions made use of symbols, as all mythologies do. In some versions of the story, such as the Babylonian Talmud, the role of the talking snake is represented as Lilith, which is Adam's first wife in some folklore, but may relate in part to a historically earlier class of female demons in ancient Mesopotamian religion, found in cuneiform texts of Sumer, the Akkadian Empire, Assyria, and Babylon. The Lilith reference does not appear in most common Bible translations, such as the King James Version, but is mentioned in the Dead Sea Scrolls and was common in Jewish mysticism of the Middle Ages, where she leaves Adam after she refused to become subservient to him, and then would not return to the Garden of Eden after she had coupled with the archangel Samael, who many regard as a fallen angel that resembles the notion of Satan, and in some versions rode a serpent like a camel. In a Kabbalistic text known as the Treatise on the Left Emanation, Lilith is charged as being the tempting serpent of Eve. Quote, "And the serpent, the woman of harlotry, incited and seduced Eve through the husks of light, which in itself is holiness. And the serpent seduced holy Eve, and enough said for him who understands. Behold, here it is before you. Because of the sins of Adam, the first man, all the things mentioned came into being. For evil Lilith, when she saw the greatness of his corruption, became strong in her husks, and came to Adam against his will, and became hot from him, and bore him many demons and spirits and Lilin." While there are many superstitions regarding Lilith, and many interpretations of what she represents, in the oral tradition, she is most commonly described as a succubus, defined as a supernatural entity in female form that appears in dreams to seduce men and cause nocturnal emissions. In the Zohar, it says, quote, "She roams at night and goes all about the world and makes sport with men and causes them to emit seed. In every place where a man sleeps alone in a house, she visits him and grabs him and attaches herself to him and has her desire from him and bears from him. And she also afflicts him with sickness, and he knows it not. And all this takes place when the moon is on the wane. It is in this context where Lilith, as a serpent of good or evil, ties in with the Nagas and what Montauk Chia was talking about in terms of harnessing and condensing life force energy without spilling the cup of Hermes. I say good or evil because it is through the same activity regarding the forbidden fruit that one can experience a sort of spiritual degradation, or in alchemical terms, a little death, or through willpower and transmutation, or by touching the fruit but not eating of it, it could be spiritually nourishing, life-giving, and allow one to be reborn of the waters of life. Unfortunately, this symbolism has been mistranslated, misinterpreted, turned into superstition, and used to justify the vilification and suppression of women in many cultures around the world. I understand that much of this is controversial, and these interpretations will not resonate with everybody, which is fine. I just feel that they should be made available, and people can make up their own minds. If you're interested in learning more, I've included some links in the description where I explore these topics in more detail. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon, as well as through various other major book outlets. They make a great gift. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description section for those who are interested. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Please hit the like button and subscribe for future updates. As always, I look forward to reading your comments, so please leave me your thoughts below. Please have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.